Are you ready?
Yeah!
Let's get ready to
rock this joint!
Welcome to your source for the best sports talk on University of Michigan football and basketball, Detroit sports, and the best national sports headlines. This is the Stone Cold Sports Truth.
And that's the bottom line, the Stone Cold Sports Truth.
And now, the man who will be providing you with his vast knowledge of the world of sports, Derek Stone.
So far, 10 rushes, 6 pass attempts for the Michigan offense. And they give it to the up man for the touchdown. That was Henry Poggi getting in there for the Wolverines score at the 6-11 mark of the first quarter. Tight formation. They motion out the cue. Wide open. Into the end zone. Zach Gentry. Pocket collapsing. Brand throws an interception into the hands of David Long. Rushing yards and a touchdown for Evans. He gets it again, and he's got his second score of the night.
Those were the highlights from last week's game between the Michigan Wolverines football team and the Maryland Terrapins, and the Wolverines won by a score of 35-10. Welcome to the Stone Cold Sports Truth. I am your host, Derek Stone. You can follow me on Twitter at SC Sports Truth. That's SC as in the initials of Stone Cold and then Sports Truth. Or you can follow me on my website at scst1600.com. That's SCST as in the initials of Stone Cold Sports Truth, and then the number 1600.com. And as always, if you'd like to join in the conversation at any point during the program, the phone number is 734-822-1600. So let's talk a little bit about the Wolverines' win last week against the Terrapins. It really wasn't all that great, even though it was a 25-point win. The Wolverines looked rather lethargic in the second half, to say the least. But let's take a look at the good that took place in this game. Michigan committed only one penalty and didn't commit a turnover. And as far as not committing turnovers, they have done an excellent job of protecting the football since Brandon Peters became the starting quarterback against the Minnesota Golden Gophers, that is, after he came in relief against Rutgers. Wolverines have done an excellent job of being able to hang on to the ball and not give the opposition any chances to get easy points. And that had been somewhat of a problem with John O'Korn under center for the Wolverines. And as far as penalties go, that's excellent as well. Not putting yourself in first and long, second and long situations, or possibly even third and long situations, having to rely more heavily on the passing game. And the passing game, that really is a little bit of a concern to me right now, even though Peters has shown at times that he's capable of completing passes deep down the field. Overall, I am a little bit concerned because he has not thrown for a high percentage outside of his relief appearance against Rutgers. And he's going to need to really step up his game today against the Wisconsin Badgers, who I will be talking about a little bit later on. And the Wolverines' defense intercepted 2 passes, and they allowed a 19% conversion rate on third down, a pass completion percentage of 47%, and they recorded 10 tackles for loss. So with all of those great statistics in their favor, why weren't they even better as far as total yards that they allowed? And obviously that's coming up a little bit later on here in my analysis of this game. It wasn't pretty for the Wolverines defense in the second half. When Michigan was up 28-0 at halftime in this game, and all Wolverines fans were thinking, oh, Michigan should score at least 50 points in this game, but for whatever reason, they decided to go on a little bit of a sabbatical in the second half, and I'm going to get into that a little bit later on as well. And Chase Winovich, the Wolverines' menacing defensive end, he had 6 tackles and 4 tackles for loss. So he was definitely getting great penetration into the Maryland backfield and stuffing the Maryland running backs. That's always good to put the opposition in second and long, third and long situations. And that bodes well for the Wolverines' defense on most occasions. And then Maurice Hurst, defensive tackle, had 9 tackles, 1 sack, and 2 tackles for loss. Once again, a menace up there on the defensive line for the Wolverines, basically unblockable. As head coach Jim Harbaugh says week after week at his post-game press conference, Maurice Hurst, he is going to be a star in the National Football League someday. And Chris Evans, the Wolverines running back, 15 carries for 80 yards, 2 touchdowns, and he also had 2 catches for 29 yards. And Karan Higdon, this was a little bit unfortunate, only 10 carries for 50 yards and 2 catches for 48 yards. He had to leave with a right ankle injury in the first half and wasn't able to continue in the second half. And I was hoping that the Wolverines' run offense was going to continue to dominate, and they were adequate in this game compared to what they did against Rutgers and Minnesota at 160 rushing yards, but it definitely could have been a lot better. Again, and unfortunately, Ty Isaac, he wasn't able to go in this game once again due to an injury, and that suffered the Wolverines in the running game a little bit. They weren't able to get those consistent huge gains that they had seen with relative ease in the last couple of games before Maryland. And hopefully Ty Isaac will be back in the lineup today. I haven't heard anything from my Google searches on the internet, but I'm hoping he's going to be back because the Wolverines definitely need him as part of their triumvirate in the backfield. When Evans, Isaac, and Higdon are on a tear, it's really tough to stop the Wolverines' offense from a running standpoint. And Zach Gentry came up big in this game, caught 3 passes for 63 yards and a touchdown. And including, that was a 33-yard touchdown he had in the first half of the game. He's been reliable all season long. A pleasant surprise, converted from quarterback. A huge target. And he's certainly taking advantage of his height. And he's getting a lot of great separation down the field. He's been a pleasant surprise this year. I am truly surprised that he's been coming along this fast. And they've definitely needed all of the catches that he's provided this season because the Wolverines wide receivers have not been able to provide any consistency on a game-to-game basis. And a little bit of that has to do with Tariq Black obviously going down earlier in the season with that fracture in his foot, because he was doing an excellent job of getting separation down the field and providing the Wolverines with some big plays in the passing game. But none of the other young receivers have really stepped up, and it's great to see the Wolverines getting back to being a tight end haven again with Zach Gentry and also Sean McCune. If you'd like to join in the conversation, the phone number is 734-822-1600. And some of the bad that took place in this game, there were only 4 plays of 20-plus yards by the Michigan offense. a 21-yard catch by Zach Gentry, 35-yard catch by Caron Higdon, 33-yard touchdown catch by Gentry, and a 20-yard catch by Evans. What I consider to be good as far as 20-plus yard plays per game for the offense, I would say Wolverines need to have at least five of those kind of plays. So that's why I had to put it in the bad category. I know it's only one less than what I would recommend, but still, you can't be lenient. And it falls under the category, in my case, that it would go into the bad category instead of the good. So that's why it's there. And Caron Higdon and Lavert Hill, they sat out the second half due to injuries. Higdon, like I mentioned earlier, right ankle, and Hill, a concussion. And that's really unfortunate because he is arguably their best cover cornerback. And they desperately need him to return today, and I have not heard anything definitive on whether he will be in the lineup for today's game at Camp Randall Stadium in Wisconsin. They definitely need him to be in the lineup. Now, I know the Wisconsin quarterback isn't really all that prolific in terms of touchdowns to interceptions ratio, but still, their quarterback is very dangerous, and I will get that into that a little bit more later on when I do a little preview on the Michigan-Wisconsin game. And Brad Robbins, the Wolverines punter, averaged 42.4 yards per punt. He's getting a little bit better each week, but still, I'd like that punting average to be around 45 yards per punt. But the good thing is, the Wolverines special teams are still doing an excellent job of not allowing any huge returns on punts and kickoffs. That has been one of the bright spots along with the defense this entire season. So kudos to the coaching staff for getting this team, this unit, to perform very well on a weekly basis. And the Terrapins, they won the time of possession battle, 32 minutes and 22 seconds to 27 minutes and 38 seconds. The Wolverines have been priding themselves on winning the time of possession battle handily pretty much most of this season. And this was a little bit disturbing considering the fact that the Wolverines defense does a great job of making the opposition go three and out on a regular basis. If you'd like to join in the conversation, the phone number is 734-822-1600. And the ugly that took place in this game, the Wolverines defense allowed seven plays of 20 plus yards. A 36-yard run by Lorenzo Harrison, 21-yard catch by Ryan Brand, 26-yard run by Brand, a 20-yard run by Ty Johnson, a 28-yard run by Johnson, a 26-yard catch by Tavon Jacobs, and a 27-yard catch by Jacobs. And pretty much most of this took place in the second half, when for whatever reason, the Wolverines just seemed to go into a shell, and nothing seemed to be working right at all. Now, I understand maybe they didn't want to show anything, possibly, to Wisconsin or Ohio State, but at the same time, you don't change what's been working for you. You continue to be aggressive. That is the nature of this Michigan defense. It has been since day one, when Don Brown, the defensive coordinator, arrived on the scene in Ann Arbor a year ago. Michigan needs to continue to be aggressive throughout the entire game. It's not a good thing when you have to coast through a football game, because that can get you into some dangerous territory. Remember what happened back in 1994, Michigan against Colorado? Michigan was ahead 26-14 in the fourth quarter, and then all of a sudden, Colorado got to within one score, got it down to 26-21, and then that Hail Mary took place on the final play of the game from Cordell Stewart to Michael Westbrook to win the game for Colorado. You can't go away from what got you to where you are at that at the present time. And for the Wolverines, they have to be aggressive. That is the nature of this defense. You have so many talented players on this defense that are going to be in the National Football League at some point, obviously. Rashawn Gary, Chase Winovich, Maurice Hurst, Devin Bush. Those are all worldly talents, and they have to continue to play like worldly talents throughout the entire game. In the Wolverines' defense, they allowed 340 yards of total offense, 160 passing, 180 rushing, and 5.6 yards per carry, and a 75% conversion rate on fourth down. Everything just seemed to be according to Murphy's Law in that second half. What could possibly go wrong went wrong for Michigan in the second half. They couldn't do anything to get out of their own way. And the Michigan defense recorded only one sack and no quarterback hurries. Once again, they're being a little bit too lenient in this game, not doing what they had done best throughout much of this entire season, getting to the quarterback with great consistency. And it certainly showed in this game with all the big plays that they allowed, not getting in the face of basically a fourth-string quarterback. Downright disgusting. At best, this Maryland offense should have had maybe 150 yards of total offense. And Tyree Cannell, he led the Wolverines defense with 10 tackles. Now, why is that a bad thing? Well, he's a cornerback. Your linebackers are supposed to lead the team in tackles, not your cornerback. That means the opposing team is getting too many big plays down the field. And that definitely needs to change in these final two games if the Wolverines have any chance at all of winning either of them, or possibly both of them. Devin Bush had only 5 tackles and 1 tackle for loss. A disappointing game for him. And the Michigan offense accumulated 305 yards of total offense, 145 passing, 160 rushing, 4.2 yards per carry. The passing has to step up big time today. They have to take the kid gloves off of Brandon Peters. I know they're facing a Wisconsin team today that is a lot like Michigan, wants to establish a power running game. But you're going to need the passing game at some point. You can't just be a one-dimensional offense. This isn't the 1970s when the legendary Michigan football head coach Bo Schembechler was basically 3 yards and a cloud of dust running the ball on basically 90% of the plays at least. You have to be much more balanced in today's college football. And the Wolverines are desperately going to have to need Peters to step up big time and complete better than 50% of his passes, which he did in this game. If you'd like to join in the conversation, the phone number is 734-822-1600. So let's take a look at today's opponent for the Michigan Wolverines football team, the Wisconsin Badgers, who currently have a record of 10 wins and 0 losses, and they are in the college football playoff hunt. And this is going to be a huge test for the Wolverines, even though the Badgers have really had a weak schedule this entire season. So let's take a look at how the Michigan offense matches up against the Wisconsin defense. The Badgers allow 13.4 points and 247.6 yards of total offense per game, 166.1 passing, 81.5 rushing, and 2.8 yards per carry. And some of the defenders to watch out for include Garrett Dooley, 33 tackles, 9.5 tackles for loss, and 6.5 sacks. Alec James, 39 tackles, 7 tackles for loss, and 5.5 sacks. Andrew Van Ginkle, 28 tackles, 7.5 tackles for loss, and 5.5 sacks. TJ Edwards, 49 tackles, 6 tackles for loss, and 4 interceptions. And Joe Ferguson, 4 interceptions. And also Nick Nelson, 27 tackles and 18 pass breakups. So what do the Wolverines need to do on offense? They're going to have to throw a lot of short passes because the pass protection this year, Wolverines fans, you know this, it has been downright atrocious. When Michigan tries to run deep passing routes, it always seems like the Michigan quarterback is under duress. It doesn't matter if it's John O'Korn, Wilton Spate, or Brandon Peters. The protection just not has been there on a consistent basis. So that's why the Wolverines are going to have to go with the short passing game, and that includes wide receiver and running back screens to try to slow down the pressure that Wisconsin is going to bring in this game. And obviously the Chris Evans and Caron Higdon, if he's able to go today, they're going to play a huge part in trying to slow down the blitzkrieg that Wisconsin will be throwing at the Wolverines. And Donovan Peoples-Jones, he needs to get the ball in his hands. I know I've said it week after week, he's a five-star recruit. He's going to have to start showing it. The guy has got great tools to be a successful football player at the University of Michigan. Otherwise, he wouldn't even be here, obviously. In Michigan, they're going to have to use a lot of double tight end sets in the passing game. Basically, that's a max protect type of situation because the offensive line has shown time and time again they cannot block one-on-one on a consistent basis. In the Wolverines, they're going to have to incorporate some trick plays like a double reverse, double pass, flea flicker, and a quarterback rollout to one side and throw back to the other side like they did against Minnesota on that touchdown from Peters to Sean McCune. And maybe even a halfback option. And Khalid Hill, he needs to be a lead blocker in the running game. He's going to have to play a vital part to try to spring Higdon and Evans in the running game because Wisconsin's going to bring nine defenders into the box. They're going to want to stop the Michigan running game and make them one-dimensional because Wisconsin, I'm sure, has seen on tape that the Wolverines have not been able to throw the ball well enough consistently. And Chris Evans and Caron Higdon, they must look for cutback lanes. I'm pretty sure Wisconsin is going to be an aggressive defense in this game, much like Michigan's been this entire season. So Higdon and Evans, they're going to have to use great vision today to find those lanes and create some big plays. And now let's take a look at how the Wisconsin offense matches up against the Michigan defense. The Badgers average 36.3 points and 433.1 yards of total offense per game, 188.1 passing, 245 rushing, and 5.2 yards per carry. And some of the players to watch out for include running back Jonathan Taylor, 219 carries, 1,525 yards, 7 yards per carry, and 12 touchdowns. Running back Garrett Groshek, 47 carries, 250 yards, 5.3 yards per carry, and 2 touchdowns. And yes, Wisconsin is a heavy run team, but they do feature some pretty good receivers, including Quintez Cephas, 30 catches, 501 yards, 6 touchdowns. Troy Fumagalli, 33 catches, 422 yards, 3 touchdowns. Danny Davis, 12 catches, 244 yards, and a touchdown. A.J. Taylor, 15 catches, 236 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And their quarterback, Alex Hornibrook, he's completed 64.1% of his passes for 1,863 yards, 17 touchdowns, and 12 interceptions. So what will the Wolverines' game plan be on defense today? Well, the Wolverines' linebacking crew, Devin Bush, Kalik Hudson, and Mike McCray, they must stay in their lanes. Remember what happened against Penn State and Happy Valley earlier this season. The Wolverines linebackers got way too aggressive. They all were going for Saquon Barkley, and they had nobody on the backside to help out. And he had wide open lanes to run through pretty much the entire game. And Maurice Hurst, Rashawn Gary, and Chase Winovich, they must get deep into the Badgers' backfield and stuff their running game, because if they allow Wisconsin to run the football effectively, the Wolverines will have no chance in hell of winning this game. And Lavert Hill, Tyree Cannell, Josh Metellus, and David Long, they must turn around to find the ball on deep passes. The Wolverines have gotten burned at times this year by not turning around to find the football. And the Wolverines, they must disguise their blitzes. When it comes down to it in this game, I can't see the Wolverines being able to find enough in the passing game to come out with a win. I'm taking the Badgers by a score of 24-10. Thank you for joining me here on the Stone Cold Sports Truth. Follow me on Twitter at SC Sports Truth or my website at scst1600.com.